It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. This week, we talk with two Democrats facing off for the chance to run against a sitting Republican congressman in District 7. That covers part or all of some 20 counties in northwestern and central Wisconsin. You'll hear candidates across the Ideas Network here on the Morning Show and on Central Time. We've invited candidates in contested primaries ahead of the August 14th vote. Do you live in District 7? What issues do you face that you want a representative to take to Washington? Let us know at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Email us ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Today, we're talking with Brian Ewart. He's a doctor who practiced in central Wisconsin for 25 years. He also served as president of the Marshfield Clinic. Ewart faces Margaret Ingebrigtsen in the Democratic primary for Congress in the 7th District. Brian is in a studio at WPR's Wausau Bureau. Brian, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on the air.
So first of all, let's get right into it. Why are you running for Congress at this time?
Well, I've devoted my life to serving patients and providing health care to everyone in the service area who needs my skills as a kidney physician. And then last summer, I saw Congress trying to destroy and dismantle the health care that I've committed my life to providing. And that got me to the point where I realized I needed to engage more deeply. Then last fall, got involved with United to Amend to get the resolution on the Marshfield ballot, where the people of Marshfield could voice their opinion that corporations are not people and money is not speech. And 81% of the people in Marshfield said just that in April. But then last December and January, as my engagement rose, I started talking to leaders in the Democratic Party here in northern Wisconsin. And the final conclusion was that they did not know of anyone running for Congress on the Democratic side that should dissuade me from also running. And so that moved me to the point of becoming a candidate. Certainly, I've been honored to have the endorsements of Congressman Obie, State Senator Bob Joke, Mary Heft, Paul Knuth, Mary Tao, Christine Bremer, who have confirmed to me that I made the right decision.
So what is it about your experience that you think prepares you to represent your part of Wisconsin in Washington, advocating for them, deciding what laws are passed and so forth?
Well, I think the top one would be health care. Health care continues to be the number one issue for voters and all the people in northern Wisconsin, actually throughout the country, because whereas we've made great progress, we still have people who are uninsured and people who are inadequately insured. Because of my experience at the bedside, seeing the suffering of people who, when they do face financial crises, when they have a medical crisis, as well as my experience in healthcare leadership of understanding the complexity and difficulties of bringing the resources and skills and professionals to the bedside, I have a somewhat unique perspective on that problem as well as potential solutions.
So you're running against Margaret Ingebrigtsen in the Democratic primary. What issues set you apart as candidate? What makes you different from your approach different from the one that Margaret is proposing, particularly on health care, since that's the issue that you think is number one?
Right. And that certainly Margaret and I have actually had about 10 forums where we will sit side by side and take questions. And I just want to honor her hard work in this process, too. I think it's given the voters a chance to hear our perspectives and also to get engaged here in midsummer here in Wisconsin. So healthcare is one of the one or two issues where she and I have some different approaches. First of all, we both agree on the core value that there needs to be universal, affordable healthcare for all Americans. It's a basic human right. But where we differ is just the how are we going to do this. So my approach is the public option. It has been put into a bill in the Senate by Senators Murphy and Merkley, which has been co-sponsored by Senator Baldwin, and it's called the Choose Medicare Act. And that bill provides a way so that all Americans can opt into Medicare. In this way, people who are not insured or inadequately insured or dissatisfied with their current process can opt into Medicare so they have the freedom to choose how they get their health care. This is opposed to the other major policy solution that's been proposed to this, which is the what's called the, quote, Medicare for All, end quote. Several points about that. One is it would force all Americans, including the 150 million Americans who currently have their health care covered in other ways, it would force them into a government program that they may not want. So it has several issues. One is it will create a political backlash, so we'll end up losing our goal of providing universal affordable health care because of a political backlash. I think the other part of this is, even though it's called Medicare for All, if you actually read Senator Sanders' bill, if you get to page 64, turns out it's Medicare for Most, because veterans and the Indian Health Service are actually carved out of this bill. I personally think that's a good situation, because veterans should have care through the Veterans Administration, and certainly Native Americans through the Indian Health Service. I think the point of this, that even though the headline reads Medicare for All, even the author of the bill recommends that health care is more complicated than that.
We're talking with Brian Ewart, who is a doctor who practiced in central Wisconsin for 25 years, served as president of the Marshfield Clinic, and he is running for Congress in the Democratic primary in the 7th Congressional District. He's facing off against Margaret Ingebrigtsen, and the election, of course, is in less than 2 weeks, August 14th. He's in our Wausau studios. Do you have questions for Brian Ewart? 800-642-1234. We don't have a lot of time left, but we might be able to get to a call or two. Brian, what do you think is the single biggest challenge facing the people of the 7th Congressional District? You mentioned health care. Is there something else that's out there that isn't being dealt with that you think that a member of Congress might be able to manage?
I think it's beyond health care. It is the concept of northern Wisconsin being left behind. And so under that come several key issues. One is education. Our young people are being left behind from going into financial stability because they cannot obtain the education they need without financial peril. So we need to have ways in which we address the student loan crisis, which is not being addressed, so that our students can have, if they're in the first 2 years of a technical school or community college, to have debt-free education, and those who go beyond that have a manageable financial system so that when they emerge into adulthood, they have financial stability. The next would be the infrastructure, and that, of course, means the roads and bridges, which are falling into disrepair, but it's also about broadband. During the Depression, through the rural electrification plan, we brought electricity to every barn. We need to bring broadband connectivity to every house in northern Wisconsin, because that's how children now do homework. It's how entrepreneurs start businesses that have global reach. It's how adults return for education. And it's how we deliver health care in people's homes. So the issue of making sure we do not leave people behind. I think the tariffs that are currently being done have been done in a reckless way, which are hurting the farmers and workers. And this in particular, I think people in northern Wisconsin are not being represented well. In March, 107 Republican representatives from Congress sent President Trump a letter urging him to be skillful and careful as opposed to reckless with the tariffs. Congressman Duffy chose not to sign that letter. So now our cheesemakers are having difficulty selling cheese to Mexico. Our soybean growers, every fourth row of soybeans has lost its market. The cranberry growers here in Marathon County, the ginseng growers have tariffs. Harley-Davidson is moving production overseas. So clearly, the people in northern Wisconsin are being further left behind, and they need a representative in Congress who will work hard to bring them along.
What are some problems that exist in the 7th District that are different than the problems that are faced by people in other parts of the state?
You know, people here in the 7th Congressional District, by and large, have rural problems, and it has to do with health care, it has to do with infrastructure, it has to do with broadband, it has to do with education. So that's where I think for my approach is to recognize that we live in communities, not political parties. So as a representative in Congress, I would see it as my duty to partner with other representatives from other parts of rural America to make sure that we serve the needs of people in northern Wisconsin. And I would be ready to partner with people regardless of their political party, because the problems in rural Nebraska and South Dakota and Kansas are the same ones we face here. So it's important that we work together to solve problems and create solutions.
Republican Sean Duffy has represented the district since 2010. How do you see yourself as doing a better job than Representative Duffy if you are elected?
You know, during that time, Congress has had really negligent inaction. They have not passed significant laws in terms of they had an immigration proposal in 2013. The House of Representatives did not even take it up. During that time, Congressman Duffy has voted time and again to take away people's health care. So instead of strengthening the health care for all, he actually was voting to hurt it. Even last fall, it was more important to get tax breaks for corporations than to make sure children got chemotherapy by refunding the Children's Health Insurance Program. So I think it's crucial that the people in the 7th District have a representative who pays attention to the issues that people are facing here in northern Wisconsin and not to interests that lie elsewhere.
And how would you run a general election campaign against Congressman Duffy?
Certainly, we would continue what we've been doing really for the last 6 months, which is getting out in the district, being in every county in the district, making sure we get to all areas. Yesterday morning, we started the day up in Florence, which is the far northeast corner. We've made multiple trips over to the west side, to St. Croix County, up to Superior, up and down Highway 13 here in Marathon County. It is crucial to get out and talk to the people, hear their concerns, be present with them, and then after hearing their concerns, speak to what we can do through Congress to make sure that we strengthen the foundations of our communities so that individuals can succeed and businesses can grow and families are strengthened.
And Brian Yurt, that's all the time we have for this segment, but thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
You bet. Thank you.
Brian Yurt is a Democratic candidate for Congress in District 7. That includes, well, it's a pretty big geographic area. It includes all or part of 20 counties in northern and central Wisconsin. The primary is August 14th. He faces Margaret Ingebrigtsen in that Democratic primary. The winner of the race goes head-to-head with incumbent Republican Congressman Sean Duffy. You can hear more interviews with candidates for office across the Ideas Network, and you can find all of our election and politics coverage at wpr.org/ballot. wpr.org/ballot. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.